Every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, cool. So, listen, I got an email saying that Wilson was closed today for power failure. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the power is out at Wilson. Apparently, there was a power outage yesterday on the south side, and it never got fully restored at the school. So there's a partial power, but not enough to have school. So
right.
And the HVAC system's not working, so we had to cancel this morning. We had to make that call at about 6 o'clock, a little later than what we normally like, but we didn't have a choice.
Right. Listen, I'm over there on that part of the south side, and the lights was off for like a long time in the middle of the night, and some parts of the house, you know, didn't kick back up at the same time, so I get it. Wilson is not going to have school today, learning remotely, but that's okay. Still log in on your devices, parents and children.
And right, remember that's only the 6th through 8th graders. That,
right.
The pre-K through 5, they're still on for tomorrow as of now.
Okay, cool. After that, let's get into, because the weather's warming up, so we know summer enrichment is coming. Tell me what you know as of right now about summer enrichment.
It's going to be robust. We're going to have classes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday and Friday will be a more fun activity. So we have the United Way, the Red Zone, we have the Youth Business Incubator, we have Chess's Life. I mean, we have a lot of vendors, just a lot of vendors to do some really fun things on those Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool that it's called enrichment because, you know, it's there to enrich. It's not like summer punishment or something. It's there to really help the children involved.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that because I'm specifically not calling it summer school because I don't like the term. I don't like the term learning loss. I think it's a term that we shouldn't use because how do you know? It's just like somebody saying, well, I got to catch up on my sleep. Once you miss your sleep, you never get it.
Right.
So we're just going to keep enriching them and just kind of extend the school year. So that's why we call it summer enrichment instead of summer school.
Absolutely. That's a better way to do it. And you got to speak positively if you want to keep getting positivity. I'm going to switch gears here just a little bit. I know you didn't have food distribution last week because it was spring break, because you doubled up the week before. But is it back on, everything back in normal rotation for this week?
Everything is back in normal rotation this week on Wednesday from 11 to 2 at East Cheney, Wilson, Paul C. Bunn, Chopin, and Chopin.
Okay.
So we are ready to go. And thank you for your patience. I wanted to make sure that our people got an opportunity to have a spring break. So just the way we did it. They've been working since last March 16th, just about every week.
Okay. So listen, I'm shout out to everybody else who's been out there picking up the meals and doing like they're supposed to. We appreciate you for doing that and also for bearing with us as we change the schedule just a couple, two, three times. Speaking of couple, two, three times, we say it all the time about people, you know, kind of being up to date on COVID knowledge because, you know, we're all back to school and, you know, out there in the public and it's getting to be a little bit more where we're intermingling more. I know we recently lost one of the Youngstown City School members to this disease. And I feel like, you know, it's such a great loss because Angela McCoy was a great person, just a light in the schools and in the community as well.
She was phenomenal. I mean, we were going to miss her tremendously. I remember her being on my CEO updates, and I was picking on her all the time, just saying hi. She did a Pledge of Allegiance for me once, and, you know, she always had a smile on her face. If something was wrong, you would have never known because she always had a smile and something positive to say.
Absolutely.
And I know, you know, yeah, at this time, it's always tough when you lose somebody. But, man, when you live a life and a legacy that you can leave where people remember you by your smile and by your attitude, that's a great way to be.
Absolutely.
It's a great way to
absolutely.
To go.
She was definitely a shining light in the city. Always had a welcoming smile, a big, beautiful personality. Angela McCoy is going to be missed. But I'm saying all that to say this. Folks, there are COVID clinics. Get your vaccination. And if you choose not to get vaccinated, that's fine. Keep your mask on. Keep your distance. Keep your hands clean. And make sure you are taking all the precautions not to spread COVID-19.
Right. Absolutely. It's not over.
No.
It's not over. We only have 20% of the whole country vaccinated. So that means there's still 80% that's not vaccinated. That was the stats that came out last week. And I know people have been pushing about and after me about getting back in school and doing these things. But people, you got to look at the data. You got to, you can't do it off emotion. Emotion is not going to work in this case. So only 20% of the country is vaccinated right now. And they say in order for us to, in order for the vaccine to be effective, you at least have to have 75 to 80% of the people vaccinated. Ooh. We got a long way to go.
Yeah.
A long way to go.
Wow. Yeah. So if we're trying to get
pay
that
attention and, yeah, because it's getting warm, don't change your diligence.
Right, right. Got to stay up on it. Got to keep your mask on. I've been doing it even when I'm out here looking a little crazy. I keep my mask on. I keep my distance. And I always keep hand sanitizer or I'm washing my hands. We got to do that so that we can save more lives. And if you are so inclined, please get a vaccination. They are everywhere all around the county. Some of them one dose, some of them two. They're everywhere. We're just asking you to do your part and prevent another death. We're asking for that. I want to thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us for this Just In 5 Minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.